listening to the Rogue Gallery with your host, Bobby Rogue.
Hey everybody, what's happening? And it's that time again. It's time for Bobby Rogue and the Rogue Gallery. And you can't have a Rogue Gallery unless you've got the best co-host on the Rogue Gallery. Everybody, say what's up to Carlos. Carlos, what's up, man?
Bobby, what's going on? Brother man, how you doing?
Nothing. All I got to say is Bobby Rogue loves beautiful ladies and internet. I'm not going to tell you who the beautiful lady is who introduces beautiful Bobby Rogue on that bumper. Can you dig it? What do you say about that, Carlos?
Dude, that bumper was awesome. I'm actually trying to get permission from her to use her name because she has not given me permission to use her name yet. But she's a friend of mine. She's trying to get into do some voice acting and some voiceovers and stuff. And we're real excited to get her on there, especially if she becomes big time. Then we can say, hey, her first job ever was with LowdownRadio.com. So we're excited to have her on board.
Well, Bobby Rowe gives her the two thumbs up and tell her I said, what's up? And thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Well, today is June 7th, and there's two important dates in 2010 this year. Number one is June 3rd, which is Bobby Rogue's birthday. Thank you, Internet, for all those birthday wishes. I really appreciated it. But June 7th, 1985, is a day that Bobby Rogue will never forget. And Carlos, can you guess why that date is so important to me?
Well, I got to be real honest. I know because you told me earlier, but I didn't know before that. So, no, I am not going to guess, Bobby, what is important about June 7th.
It's the day the Goonies was released 25 years ago and had a permanent effect on Bobby Rogue's life. And for those of you who don't know who the Goonies are, it's the last of the Generation Xers who actually used to play out in the streets and used to walk to school and used to play make-believe and used to have adventures, not like the new generations right now where they get driven everywhere by their parents and they cry as soon as their ice cream cone falls on the floor.
Dude, Goonies was awesome. I remember seeing it as a kid. I might have been, well, you said it was 30 years ago. 20, you said 30?
25 years
ago, so I was like, I don't know, 7. I don't want to reveal my age, I guess, too much here, but I was like 7. I remember when Goonies came out. It was right around the time that Gremlins was out and all those Back to the Future, all that good stuff came out. And, yeah, it was awesome. I mean, movies of the 80s are awesome. If you don't love them, then you are not a fan of Lowdown Radio.
You know, I got to tell you, Goonies was such an adventure because it basically came down to somebody who was going to lose their house. The Goonies went on an adventure to look for a one-eyed Willie, who was a pirate, who supposedly had a sunken treasure somewhere. They find a treasure, they save the home. But man, I mean, we saw some good actors there. Sean Astin of Lords of the Ring fame, was Mikey. Josh Brolin, who we all know who that is. He's going to recently star in a, up-and-coming Jonah Hex movie. He did very well. Cyndi Lauper, put down a great soundtrack, for the movie. And it was a story by Steven Spielberg, who, became now, a huge, icon in the world of filmmaking. Corey Feldman was around to partake in that movie. Joe Pantoliano was also in that movie. That old hag, I forget her name, from Throw Mama from the Train. I think it was Anne Ramsey, was in that movie. It was just awesome, and it reminds me of being a kid and playing outdoors, and I am going to hit the malls tomorrow and look on the internet and look for my Goonies t-shirt, because we need to give homage and we need to recognize the fact that Goonies is Generation X. And I will, if my kids ever say, hey, Daddy Bobby, what was it like when you were growing up? I'll say, sit back, I'm going to throw on Blu-ray Goonies, and you're going to see what it was all about. It was about make-believe, a time where we used our imagination and we reeked of being creative.
So talk to me a little bit about when the last time you saw Goonies was.
I saw it last night.
No, really?
Yeah. And I love Chunk, who says, hey, you guys. And I love Mouth, and I love the Truffle Shuffle. Man, I just liked it all, it was two teenagers kissing. It was, who can forget Mikey was always sticking the asthma inhaler in his mouth, constantly. And it happened in a small town in Astoria, Oregon. You know, and it was cooler. How about Josh Brolin, you know, riding the little tricycle? There was, I think of the Goonies, I think of my childhood and growing up.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it. And for that, to Steven Spielberg, to Cyndi Lauper, to the entire cast of Goonies, and most importantly, you know, to the director-producer Richard Donner, thank you for sticking a little bit of positive spirit into my life, where 25 years later on Lowdown Radio, I can recognize you and say, hey, good stuff, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's one of those feel-good movies that brings you back to when you were a kid, and, you know, they don't make movies like that anymore, and it's just... It was an awesome movie. I it's been a few years since I've seen it. I guess I got to check it out again. I really got to get on Netflix and get it shipped to my house and maybe show my 3-year-old and my 1-year-old what good movies were all about.
I'm telling you, man, you know, maybe right now before the 25th anniversary, you might be able to get down to Best Buy and buy it for $9.99 on Blu-ray.
Well, that's true, huh? That's
you know, true. You never know. That. It might look good, you know, in Blu-ray, even though it was filmed, you know, back in 85 there. Might be a little bit of screen improvement. And I'll tell you, man, I'm not a big fan of remakes, but if this movie was remade, I think with the technology that exists today, it might be a pretty good attempt at remaking a movie. Not a sequel, the remake, and follow the story to the T. Just, you know, use new actors.
Yeah. That ought to be pretty good.
Well, you know, I think we went over our traditional 2 to 3 minute, you know, rogue gallery, but, you know, if it's a Goonies, so they deserve it. I'm out, online America. To the Goonies, we pay you homage. Carlos, thank you again for co-hosting with me.
Every day, Bobby. You've reached.
Thank you. This is Bobby Rogue saying peace out. June 7, 2010. Goonie, 25-year anniversary. Young lady with the beautiful bumper. Thank you very much, and we're out.
This has been a Lowdown Radio production. To listen to all of our shows, please visit our website at lowdownradio.com.